And welcome to Coach's Corner on KNIA Radio. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer as we get ready for the 2024-2025 season. Coach, first week of practice for you now this week. How'd the summer go and how do the guys look in practice so far?
You know, I think, Mike, we had a good summer. Obviously, it's an adjustment period. Just in terms of having some guys having to fill different roles. I mean, with Reddick and Aiden's graduation, those two had started every game I've ever been a head coach for. So obviously we have a lot of guys that are going to have to step up, and the style that we're going to try to play is going to be a little bit different. So just in terms of the summer, I thought we did a good job of kind of getting a little bit of a head start on some of the changes that we wanted to make. And then this first week, you know, they've been all in terms of the buy-in and the commitment and just the energy and the effort they're bringing. It's always tricky early because everybody's trying so hard that sometimes that doesn't look very pretty on the basketball court, but we can't fault their effort. Obviously, like, hopefully things start to run and look a little bit smoother in terms of just some of the changes we're trying to make. And I don't know, it's just an adjustment period, especially early in the year. I think a lot of times bodies and minds are going a million miles an hour, and we kind of got that out of the way the first couple of days, and we're hoping to kind of settle in and have a couple good practices here leading into the break.
Well, you've got a scrimmage scheduled against Des Moines Christian on Monday. The season opener is at Ballard on Tuesday, December 3rd. What can you tell me about some of the changes you have in mind for this year?
I just think that we've kind of gotten into, you know, with Reddick having the ball so much and us running a lot of isolation. And to be honest with you, like, he had a lot of freedom in terms of just kind of dribbling down, and you know how he kind of liked to back into post-ups and isolate a side of the floor, and he was so good at it that we played good basketball that way. I don't know if that's going to work for us this year, so hopefully you're going to see a lot more ball and body movement, a lot more cutting, a lot more quick ball reversals, just things like that I think will help us be better with the group of guys that we have that are going to be playing tons of minutes this year. And then obviously defensively, we're going to be a little undersized, so we're going to have to do some things different just in terms of giving teams different looks and not just letting them settle into how we're guarding.
You've mentioned Reddick Bourne, Aiden Harder, such a big part of what you guys have done the last few years, but you do have some pretty good guys coming back as well. Three full-time starters in Cameron Thomas, Tim Korselman, Grady Sigrist, and then some other guys that had pretty good minutes last year as well. How is the starting five, the rotation, kind of shaping up right now with the personnel that you have?
I like where we're at. The good thing for me is we have 13 guys on our varsity team this year, and we don't have a guy that can't play. They all bring something to the table. They all have some strengths that I think we can utilize. Obviously, with having seven seniors, I'm pretty positive and pretty settled into the fact that we're going to start five seniors. So that, I think, always is kind of an advantage. There's just something different about seniors. They just make a huge jump, whether it's physically, mentally, or both. And I'm excited to roll a group of seniors out there. We have some juniors that have kind of played the style that we're going to play before and look pretty comfortable out there. And then we have a couple of sophomores that are pretty skilled players too. So I'm just looking forward to it. I think we'll probably play a few more guys this year than we have in the past. And I just like where we're at in terms of my confidence level with the guys that are going to play.
What do you see as the potential overall strengths of the group?
You know, this group, I've watched them grow up and play probably from elementary on. I got to see a lot of their weekend tournaments. They just play really well together. The ball moves quickly. They know each other's strengths. And it's just, I think it's just that they've developed growing up together, and there's just a really good confidence as a group. I think hopefully we shoot the ball pretty well. In practice, we're shooting the ball pretty well. And then I think we have a lot of defensive versatility, which is always kind of a nice thing as a coach to know that you can do some different things just because we have guys out there that can guard multiple spots.
So looking at the roster here, Thomas, Korselman, Sigrist likely to be starters. Who are the other two, Johnson and Larson?
I think it's probably, and we talked too, it might be a rotation. It might be different guys depending on the night and how they played. But Mason Johnson, Jack Larson, Caleb Fultz are all in that conversation. We've had different groups of five playing in practice, and I would say it'd be It will be a combination of five of those six guys.
What's the schedule look like this year? I know it. You have a schedule. Most of the same non-conference opponents. I am seeing a state basketball crossover in February. Tell me about what that is and who you'll be playing.
It's really kind of a cool thing. They started it out as a CIML, Mississippi Valley Conference Challenge, where they cross over and a CIML school would play a Mississippi Valley Conference school. It worked out. It didn't work out as well as they hoped. So a lot of conflicts with schedules. So what they've done is they've allowed some other area teams and strong teams from around the state. And now the ultimate goal is just to get together and play teams from different parts of the state. So I know DCG is playing in that. So we're kind of the two Central Iowa non-conference or non-CIML teams in it. And we could play anybody. We don't know yet. They haven't come out with that schedule yet. But we could play Iowa City Liberty or Sioux City East or Whole Western Christian or Waukee Northwest. Like, any of those are options. The ones that I would say we probably won't play are Cedar Rapids Kennedy, because we did add them to our schedule because we couldn't fit a Ankeny game in there. The Ankeny game didn't work in anybody's schedule, so we replaced that with Kennedy. And then we won't play Valley because we have them on our regular season schedule as well.
Well, we take a look at the first part of the schedule. You have seven games before Christmas, and it's not going to be easy here. You got a lot of good teams in that group of teams: Ballard, Pella, Winterset, Pella Christian, Lewis Central, Indianola, and Valley. What do you want to kind of get done that first stretch of the season as you kind of find out a little bit about yourself?
I think early on, like, the one thing that I think is going to be really important is you're absolutely right. Our schedule is really hard, and with us kind of being a new group together, obviously we're gonna go out there and we're gonna try to win every single game. And we've talked a lot though about our goal is just we've got to keep taking steps forward. We got to keep getting better. Early on, you never know like what you're gonna get. I have not gone into a game situation with this group of guys ever, so a lot of it will be concentrating and focusing on just continual improvement, making sure we stay together as a group. And then I think, as we kind of see how those first couple games go, then it's a little bit easier to kind of target as far as what we want out of those first seven games before Christmas.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer on Coach's Corner. What are a couple of the question marks, areas of concern that you have going into the early part of the schedule?
I think my biggest area of concern is probably rebounding. Between Aiden and Reddick, they were our leading rebounders last year. We have some other guys that are capable, but I think we're going to have to be a good rebounding team. I'm not sure we're going to have one guy that's going to get us eight a game or seven a game, but we've really been working on making sure that all five guys are doing their part. We can't have anybody ever just standing around watching, because that's not going to help us out on the boards at all. We probably will be smaller than a lot of the teams we play. So that's probably my biggest area of concern. And then anytime you lose somebody that has the ball as much as Reddick did, I'm just anxious and interested to see how we take care of the basketball against teams that maybe put a little bit of pressure on us. So I think those are probably my two biggest areas that I've kind of been thinking about and making sure that we're addressing in practice and trying to make sure that those are not weaknesses for us.
Should we be looking for a pretty balanced scoring team this year? I mean, there's some guys capable of scoring 20 on any given night, but overall you're probably looking at maybe a lot of guys averaging between 8 and 12 a game.
Yeah, I would assume we're going to be a little more balanced this year. That's one of the things that we've talked about is I'm not sure we should ever have one guy on our team go 0 for 8, because if you're having a night like that, then maybe it's somebody else's night and we don't need to be taking 8 shots. So it is one of those things. I think early in the season or early in practice in this summer, I would say Grady Sigrist has probably separated himself a little bit in terms of a guy that's getting pretty consistent buckets for us at a pretty high efficiency rate. So we're looking for him to probably pick up a little bit more of the scoring for us. But it'll absolutely have to be a team effort in terms of replacing the stuff that we lost.
Last year, you and Dallas Center Grimes tied for the Little Hawkeye Conference title, one loss apiece. You beat each other. How's the conference look like this year? How's it setting up?
I think DCG obviously would be good. You look at who they lost, and you think, man, they lost a lot, but they had a couple of move-ins that are really good players, transfers. that's just the nature of the beast anymore. But they, I know they have a really good player that transferred in from Valley and another one from Waukee Northwest. So they'll be good. I expect Pella to be really good this year, a lot back from last year. And it's kind of different too, because as you look at their football roster, and they're still playing football. So some of those guys are missing out on some practice, but several of their key pieces aren't football players, which is a little bit different than in the past. I remember back in the early 2000s to mid 2010-ish, pretty much all of their guys were football guys too. So that's a little bit different. I'm sure they're going to be really, really good. I expect Newton to be good. They have a lot of their good guards back from last year. They're always well-coached and physical and hard to play against. And then some of the other teams, it'll be interesting. I know Oski lost some, and with the Max Roach moving, that probably makes them a little bit of a different team. Pella Christian graduated a lot and has Coach Van Wyk kind of taken over the helm, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of product they put on, but they have such strong tradition, I expect them to be good again. And Indianola, man, I think they're going to be much improved. They played so many young kids last year that are really skilled that I expect them to take a huge step forward this year.
And last question for you, Coach. Just what are the realistic long-term expectations for this year's Norwalk basketball team?
You know, I think we've gotten ourselves to the point where we expect to win. So, and I don't want anything less. So I'm expecting us to have a successful season. I'm expecting us to compete for a conference championship. And I'm expecting us to continue to get better and hopefully be playing our best basketball by the end of the year, so that we can have a chance to play in a big, fun, exciting game in the tournament, whether that's the sub-state final or wherever that ends up being. But those are kind of my goals. I think our guys are kind of on the same page with that. And that's what we're hoping and looking to do.
That's Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer. Thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck this season.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, for having me.